What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the brand new Marvel video game that got announced at the Game Awards. We have got Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, coming to the Nintendo Switch in 2019. This one came out of nowhere. I know when the Game Awards were on this year, it was on at something stupid. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I knew I was going to wake up in the morning and see, you know, expecting some big news from the video game world. We knew the Russo brothers were going, so there was a chance of something Marvel-y going to be there. I thought maybe we might see something of the new Avengers title that Square Enix working on. No, we have a completely brand new Marvel game, just announced out of nowhere. There was no rumors of this. This was one of those games that just like, oh, this is a thing. This is, no one knew about it. This was a complete surprise. I think it caught everybody off guard on a number of different levels. But what did you think of it first off?
I kind of didn't think much of it. I mean, honestly, I was on vacation when this announcement happened, so I only got it, off on the side. I did hear about it, and I did end up watching the trailer. And I don't know. I loved Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2. Also, longtime viewers will recognize that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 are a love-hate for me following the relaunches. I have been waiting for a Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 for quite some time. But for whatever reason, this just didn't engage me. The trailer really wasn't all that interesting to me. And the fact that it's Switch exclusive, and I just sold my Switch a couple of weeks ago, I was just like, well, I don't really care at this point. I don't think, though, this will remain a Switch exclusive. I think it will be a timed exclusive, and we will eventually see this on
It's being published by Nintendo.
I'm still not convinced. I'm not even remotely convinced that this won't appear somewhere else.
Yeah, see, for me, this caught me completely off guard. I mean, I only played the last two Ultimate Alliances when they got re-released a couple of years ago, and I enjoyed them. So it's not really been like a massive wait for me since the last two. I mean, I like the look of it because it looks like a animated series. It looks like a cartoon. It's a little bit more, you can definitely see that it's downgraded for the Switch. Some people comparing it to a mobile game. I think it's better than that. I think this is a lot better than a Marvel. But I think there's that line of a lot. I saw a lot of people feeding back because obviously they've played it on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation in the past, and they're not quite this thing of this weird thing of exclusives are fine until it comes to like. It's got like a really weird feedback. It's like Spider-Man was exclusive to the PlayStation, and this is I don't know. It's just an odd one.
But that makes sense because Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man at the moment, to a degree. Marvel having a title, a team title or a group title, be exclusive to any platform, whether we're talking PlayStation, Xbox, PC, Switch, Vita, Dreamcast, I don't care. It's a very odd thing because Marvel is supposed to transcend the consoles. It's not owned by any one of the consoles. And I can understand why people are kind of that. Personally, I don't care which system it is exclusive for. If I would have the same reaction if it was an Xbox exclusive or PlayStation exclusive. This game should not be an exclusive. And personally, I think the only reason it is an exclusive is because the Switch is not getting the Avengers title.
Yeah.
Whether because it can't handle it or you know, whatever the reason is. I'm assuming that this is kind of a token gesture, well, more than a token gesture, but a gesture to Nintendo fans going, hey, we know you're not going to have Avengers on your console of choice. Here's this other game. I want to step back for 1 second. You mentioned a lot of people are talking about it as a mobile title. And I have to admit, that was my initial impression as well. When it first came out, until it came up with the, you know, Nintendo Switch part, I was like, this is going to be a handheld game. This is going to be on my phone right here. And I will say, you know, mobile comes with multiple different things.
Yeah.
In terms of graphical presentation, I still think it looks like a mobile title. But the thing I have against mobile titles in general are the control scheme, which obviously not going to have a problem because it's got the joysticks and the buttons and all that. So that eliminates that. And then, of course, the microtransactions, which we don't know what this will have, but I would assume, hopefully, that it would follow the same model as the original two Ultimate Alliances, which is buy the base game, and then there might be some character packs that come out later. But otherwise, most of the other mobile stuff, like having to buy energy to do missions and loot boxes and all that nonsense, would not be a part of this. So I agree with people that it looks aesthetically like a mobile title, especially when you get down into the lower camera view, because this has been traditionally an isometric 2.5 versus the lower camera. I think it does look like a mobile title, but I don't give it that stigma because we have the controls, and I'm 100% behind that. Unless they do something stupid like, no, it's touchscreen only, and then in which case you roll your eyes.
But I do think that thing of it does remove all of that aspect. I'm looking forward to this. I do think, had they just called it like Marvel the First Order, or the Black Order, sorry, the wrong one there, and didn't have the Ultimate Alliance in it, it might have gone down slightly different with the crowd, because then it would have been a brand new title. Rather than a sequel to games that people have already. I think if you had removed that name, and people might have been a little bit less snipey about it. Personally, as a Nintendo Switch owner, I'm happy for them to have a Marvel game. It makes sense for them to have an entirely different game aimed maybe at a younger audience. I think that's definitely a key thing as well. Because generally Switch owners are, and it's going to be good on the, going to be portable. If something like Avengers and Spider-Man are going to be too big for this console. And I think we're going to see this much more going into the next few years. Now that, you know, the Xbox One X and the PlayStation 5 are kind of, the power of those are going to mean that those games can't be transferred over to the Switch. So it makes sense for publishers to start making games that run on this platform, be it, and I think a lot of this is what we're going to see, remodeled versions of PlayStation 4 and PS3 games brought over and become sequel, that kind of thing. If they'll do a sequel, so, but they've already got the base sort of already made up,
right? And I kind of agree with you. If this had been called something other than Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the backlash would have been less. I think it still would have been there, simply because, you know, if you don't own a Switch, you still want to play this game, assuming it's good. Obviously, we are going on the assumption that it ends up being a fun game. People are going to want to experience it, and they're going to want to have fun with it. But if it had just been the Black Order or, you know, Marvel Thanos Imperative or something like that, then it probably would have gone over a little bit. There still would have been people going, why is it a Switch exclusive? This makes no sense. But if you did Marvel versus Capcom 5, and it was exclusive to the PlayStation 5, people would be absolutely out of their minds insane, because like all the Xbox fans would be like, why not? PC fans, why not? And it's the same situation here. But if you did a Contest of Champions 2 on the Switch, I don't think people would have quite the same reaction, because they'd be like, oh, well, yeah, it's just a mobile title getting upgraded to a Switch.
Yeah. I think it's that thing. I think for me as a Switch owner, I saw this and was like, yeah, cool, great. This looks great. I'll have this one. Thank you very much. And I think that was that difference of that thing of when you have the console and you're like, yeah, there's no barrier to entry for me. I just got to buy the game. That's as simple as that. I think this whole thing as well, as people are getting much more used to this concept of games being out on every platform and everyone's playing nice and everyone's sharing. And you think back, and being an old fashioned gamer, it was always the fact of you had to have games were only played on single machines. So I think I've grown up with that concept over the last 35 years of playing video games, that you had to, everything was kind of, as time's gone on, things have become more and more, you know, progressive across everything. So it's kind of a little bit odd, but I do think that making games specifically for the Nintendo Switch is what they're going to have to do for the next 3 to 5 years anyway, as that step between the consoles and the Switch generate. So I do think this is a good idea. The other good thing I did like about this was how much they were promoting the X-Men. Definitely, yeah. Wolverine is front and center.
Well, I was going to say, they're not really promoting the X-Men. They're promoting Wolverine. As near as I can tell, there weren't other X-Men featured. Doesn't mean they're not going to be there. I would be very surprised if characters like Cyclops and Storm didn't show up in this, but the only one I saw was Wolverine. But just having him is a big deal. It does mean the licenses are getting a little bit looser. I mean, we did have Deadpool show up in that VR game that no one talked about because it kind of just released into the void.
Yeah.
But it is a thing. I wanted to point that out too. Wolverine being in this game is a good move in the right direction. And it's a good sign for Marvel properties.
Yeah. It was very cool as well. The kind of scene, they got like Lockjaw, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man and stuff. So they're definitely pushing all the different major characters. But I said, I'm really excited about this. This is an unknown game coming up. It's nice to have another game to play next year. Definitely kind of opens it's just cool. I mean, after Spider-Man this year, you know, it was nice. It was just good to have something different. After the loss of Marvel Heroes this year. That was this year, wasn't it?
It was this year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have kind of jump back into that and have something on my Switch, because my Switch has kind of been collecting dust for the last few months with all the big Epic titles on the other consoles. So
that's why I sold mine. Yeah. So I would say two final thoughts on this. First is, I believe this is being developed by Ninja Theory, which Disney Infinity fans will recognize.
No, I think it was Team Ninja. I think it was
Team Ninja, different matter.
Yeah,
but.
Because Ninja Theory just got brought out by Xbox.
That's right.
Yeah.
Either way, both of the teams, Team Ninja and Ninja Theory, both have very good reputations. Mm-hmm. So that is a good thing for the title. Second thing, this is a personal note. I will not buy a Switch for this, or rebuy a Switch, as it were. However, I am, you know, I've got my eye on that Fire Emblem game that's coming out sometime next year. I have to admit, the Pokemon Let's Go stuff actually looks pretty entertaining. I'm kind of annoyed that I sold right before that came out. Don't care even remotely about Smash, but either way, if for some reason I end up getting a Switch again at some point in the future, I will pick this up.
Yeah.
I will not buy a Switch for this.
No.
But I will definitely get it, assuming it's good, if I get a Switch again. Yeah. So, and I think Switch owners should definitely be keeping their eye on it.
Yeah, I know. I guess I gotta get Smash after Christmas. So, and probably Super Mario Brothers Wii U port thing. But nevertheless, let me know what you guys think of the brand new Marvel game for the Switch. We'd love to know your thoughts on that. I'm in the comments below or on social media. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.